From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump Tuesday issued a stark warning to North Korea.
Do not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Trump told reporters North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been acting in a very threatening manner since the U.S. increased its sanctions against the reclusive communist state and won a unanimous vote by the U.N. Security Council to impose penalties on Pyongyang. Speaking at his golf club in New Jersey, where he has been on a working vacation, Mr. Trump repeated his warning that Kim Jong-un risked bringing down on his impoverished country the fire and fury. NATO is sharply criticizing Russian President Vladimir Putin's visit to the breakaway Georgian region of Abkhazia Tuesday, the ninth anniversary of the brief war over another renegade Georgian territory. NATO spokesman Dylan White calls the visit detrimental to international efforts to find a peaceful, negotiated settlement. White said that NATO is united in full support for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Georgia within its internationally recognized borders. South Africa's embattled president Jacob Zuma has narrowly survived an eighth attempt by Parliament to unseat him in a vote of no confidence. After nearly 5 hours of debate, voting, and counting, 198 of the 384 members present voted against the opposition's motion to oust the president, while 177 voted for him to step down. The motion needed 201 to pass. 9 members abstained from voting during the secret ballot. This is VOA News. Venezuela's new Constitutional Assembly took over the halls of the endangered opposition-controlled Congress on Tuesday, issuing a decree declaring itself superior to all other branches of government. VOA's Mary Mata.
The order bars anti-government lawmakers in Congress from taking any action that would interfere with the laws passed by the newly installed assembly, Delcy Rodriguez, the superbody's leader, declared to unanimous approval. Embattled President Nicolas Maduro convoked the Constitutional Assembly in what he contends is an attempt to resolve the nation's political standoff. But opposition leaders insist it is a power grab.
Ballot counting has officially begun in many polling stations in Kenya Tuesday. An official from the Independent Electoral Boundaries Commission said that despite fears of violence, the election process was relatively peaceful and verification equipment worked well.
The process has been smooth. We managed to start on time and finish on time. And also, the kit. Kenyans were a bit skeptic that the kit will not be able to reach up to its expectations. But we managed to, most people, about 99%, were verified by the kit.
That's Deputy Presiding Officer Tatiana Mbeki Shikari. President Uhuru Kenyatta is leading the count with 55% of the vote to challenger Raila Odinga's 44%. A 6.5 magnitude earthquake struck the remote mountainous area of China Tuesday night, according to the Geological Survey. Up to 100 people are feared dead and thousands more injured in the quake. At least 4 people have been confirmed dead and 30 injured so far. The U.S. State Department is advising its diplomats to sidestep questions from foreign governments about the Trump administration on the Paris climate deal. Reuters news agency reported Tuesday that the cable sent to U.S. embassies on Friday by Secretary of State Rex Tillerson provides prospective questions foreign government officials could ask diplomats and suggest answers. For example, according to Reuters, if asked what is the process for consideration for re-engagement in the Paris Agreement, the diplomat should give a generalized response, such as we are considering a number of factors. American country and Western singer Glen Campbell, whose appearances on television, movies, and the pop charts made him one of the country's biggest stars in the 1960s and 70s, he has died. Campbell has been carrying on a brave public battle against Alzheimer's disease. He was 81. Born dirt poor in Arkansas, Campbell learned to play the guitar as a child. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.